Thank you, Mr. President. The ROK wishes to thank the President for chairing this important debate on PAROS. We also like to express our appreciation to the valuable contributions made earlier by the panelists, as well as other distinguished delegations. As a spacefaring nation, the Republic of Korea is firmly committed to ensuring a secure, safe, and sustainable space environment for the benefit of all. While we all share the goal of maintaining peace in outer space, we are also facing the reality that there are divergent views on how to reach the common goal and what should be the priorities in our collective efforts. Given the dual-use characteristics and cross-cutting nature of space technology, verifying either the intentions behind or legality of certain space capabilities or systems is unfortunately a key challenge, and key questions remain as the panelists presented this morning. In the same vein, defining space weapons systems, space weapons, without unduly constraining the promising future that these technologies may hold, in other words, without curbing peaceful uses of outer space, is also very challenging. In this regard, the international community has shown overwhelming support for the General Assembly resolutions led by the UK in 2020 and 2021. And again, 166 member states voted in favor last year. These resolutions allow us to deliberate on a holistic and comprehensive approach required to address various dimensions of space threats. Indeed, the responsible behavior approach has proven itself as a constructive platform for finding convergence of views on space threat reduction over the recent years. The ROK looks forward to building on the collective understanding in two key areas, among others: the applicability of international law to outer space and the nature of modern space threats. Our goal is to establish a shared understanding on what behaviors would constitute responsible and irresponsible, or as some might put it, acceptable or unacceptable, or threatening. Finding readily implementable actions based on such common understanding would allow us to move forward on prohibiting certain behaviors. A clear example is committing not to conduct destructive anti-satellite tests. This initiative already enjoys overwhelming support from the international community, as evidenced by the adoption of the UNGA Resolution 77/41, with 155 states voting in favor. We encourage all those who have not done so yet to join this initiative to rally against destructive tests. Such tests leave behind countless long-lived debris that not only damage space assets or services, but also endanger the sustainable use of space. Other priority areas of concern where we can move forward include delineating clear parameters on harmful interventions to space systems, including through rendezvous and proximity operations, and prohibiting attacks on critical civilian infrastructure-related systems. While we continue this quest for establishing the much-needed norms in the area of space security, my delegation also firmly believes that existing international law, including the Outer Space Treaty, must be fully respected. In particular, Article 4 of the treaty articulates that the prohibition of placement of any WMD in orbit around the Earth, their installation on celestial bodies, or stationing them in outer space in any other manner. In this regard, we value the efforts made in the Security Council, as the delegations of the United States and Japan mentioned earlier. Finally, transparency and confidence-building measures in the space domain will also contribute to avoiding misinterpretations and escalation of tensions. In this connection, we encourage all participants to share their respective national space strategies and other practical information through the UNIDIR Space Security Portal that was launched last year. Thank you, Mr. President.